This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
See what you did?
No, I didn't.
See what you did, Kimmy?
What?
Remember last week?
Yeah, but he's been on and chilled out. And
I just really wasn't ready.
He didn't realize he was. Okay. It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out in the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Chilly start this morning. It's 27, but it feels like 19. We will be diddling 50.
It's going to be nice and sunny, right?
Yep, at some point today. And in the 40s and 50s all the way through Monday, we could be hitting 70 by Monday.
Bam.
So we got that going for
us.
It is Thursday, which means, once again, it is a Tommy Tracksuit Thursday.
Mm.
If you would like to get a glimpse at today's fabulous outfit, log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch. Kimmy, could you please describe to the audience today's tracksuit?
Oh, I think Tommy's wife described it perfectly. She said you looked like floor mats.
Well, no, a carpet pad.
A carpet pad. Yeah, well, floor mats, carpet pad, you know.
Yeah.
You look like you're wearing an experimental bulletproof outfit for the Army.
It's super comfortable. Thank you, Vietnam.
You blend with the chair.
I do.
You really do. You look like a human piece of coal. Like, you know what you look like? You look like the upgraded leather in a Cadillac Escalade. Okay, good for you, man. What? I hope it's comfy.
It's super comfy.
It's also got a dark zipper on it, which makes you look like even more of a douche.
Wait, what's wrong with the zipper?
You're like a guy that buys a Jeep and then buys the blackout rims. Somehow your outfit is tinted.
Yes.
Okay, so again, if you want to get a glimpse at today's Tommy Tracksuit Thursday,
okay.
Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch. And we're not done talking about you.
Wait, what happened?
Oh. All right, I got a bone to pick with yo ass.
Well, pick my bony ass.
All right, so here's how the day works for us.
What?
I get in at like 3:15.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy now gets in at 5. Kimmy will get in a little bit after that.
Yeah.
We hang out. We laugh. We do the show from 6 to 10. And then afterwards, Kimmy and I will watch Baywatch for half an hour.
Yeah.
It's all the routine.
Yeah. Our standard day.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I sit down to put on Baywatch, and we got a problem.
What happened?
You know what the problem is.
I don't know. Whatever.
In the morning, Tommy...
I don't think he knows what the problem is.
No, because
I don't think he's aware that's going on.
No, because I point this out to him every morning, and he doesn't want to hear it.
What?
Somehow, the man that understands technology the least was given the responsibility of the television.
Right.
And
well, I left. It was on. What?
No,
was it
off? Okay, no, it doesn't. On or off is not the, it's right. not the thing.
Whatever.
You've always had television control in the room. And I'm fine with that, man. You watch whatever you want. We got our big TV over
Well, it's just the news. You
know, sure. It's fine.
In case things happen.
But here's the problem. In the, between 10 and 15 years we've been doing this show, TV technology has changed.
Oh, yeah.
Because it used to just be turn on the TV and the cable was there.
Yeah.
Now we have streaming stuff.
Yeah, so everything's a freaking app.
Okay. Every single morning, Kimmy, before you get here, Tommy fights the TV. Like, hard.
Well, because it doesn't do what I ask it to do.
No, like,
I hit the little button. That's the house.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then the house is supposed to take me to the sling. Sling's supposed to take me to the news.
No. House.
Sling.
To grand, like, thing where it's got all the apps. Yeah. And then you choose sling, and then it takes you to the news. Yesterday, I don't know what buttons he pushed.
Yeah,
I don't know where we were in this TV portal.
I was looking at the schedules for all of the NCAA basketball games that are going to be happening today and all of the Major League Baseball opening games.
Oh, nice.
But no, but here's the thing.
It was just the scoreboard.
We couldn't get out of it.
Oh.
I don't know what buttons
But wait, I had the TV on.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Like, digging this down.
I just hit back.
And all I did before I left was I turned it off, and I realized, oh, you guys wanted to watch Baywatch.
Okay, well, we turned it back on. I couldn't get out. It took us 10 minutes.
Well, who doesn't know how to work the TV, you or me? Because I walked in this morning and I put that on. So I'm going to say it's a you, not a me.
This is the first morning in a month where you haven't openly fought the TV. And you know this, too, because you're trying to play it off like you got it under control, but you're also looking at me like,
tracksuit don't lie.
Help me. I don't know how to work the TV. How did you get voted technological president of the room?
I don't know. Mimosa's always been over here.
Okay, fine.
And you know I'm a big TV guy. I love the news.
Now, Kimmy brought that up, that when it comes to technology in the house...
When it comes to technology in the house, for whatever reason, I mean, you don't keep up with technology at work. You don't keep up with technology, you know, on your phone or what you don't think you need. But you and guys like you will keep up with television technology. Like, you guys are pros. You're wizards when it comes to the TV remote.
Yeah.
No matter how far that technology advances.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right, yeah.
Like, wives and girlfriends and moms don't learn how to use the TV. Kimmy, how well versed are you at your television at home?
So I think because I am the holder of the apps, I've kind of become the television.
Holder of the apps.
Well, they're all like under my account.
Okay. Grand ruler.
So I have to log in most of the time, like from my phone or something. So I do find myself using the TV probably more than my husband. But he also doesn't really watch TV that much.
My wife went to an Ivy League medical school. She's the smartest person I've ever met in my life.
Oh, yeah, brilliant woman.
Brilliant, brilliant. I have gotten multiple phone calls in the last 6 months when I'm out of the house, and she wants to watch something where I have to walk her through how to use the remote.
Do you have to do this? Like, if you're leaving the house, do you have to set things up? So when I do Bill Gray's for Bills, she wants to watch the game. She goes, will you set the TV up before you leave so I can watch it on this TV?
Like, find the channel?
I got to set... No, it has to be on.
Yep.
Oh.
Because, like, she won't touch... There's, like, three remotes and parts of my body she will not touch.
No.
And that's just the way it goes.
I have to do the exact same thing for Bills games. Like, if Stella has, like, a hockey game early and I got to go to Bill Gray's, or, like, if I leave to go to a Bills game... I will have to turn the TV on at 7 o'clock in the morning for, like, you know, the Nothnagel Parade of Homes.
Yes.
So that the game will be on when the game starts. And I don't get it. I don't understand.
My wife wants nothing to do. But she wants to watch the TV. That's what gets me. Like, I can understand if she had no interest in the television.
Yeah.
I get it. She has interest in the TV, but doesn't want to have any interest in how to operate it.
Where does that come from? 252-WCMF-252.
My mother was like that.
Yeah, so it was mine.
My parents, you know, my old man always bought, like, the state-of-the-art, like, stereos and TVs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My mother couldn't do any of it.
Yeah.
I told you when she cut, she literally, we had a TV that had a remote control, but it was an old one that had a wire that went from the TV to, like, this box. She cut it off, and my old man flipped out. She goes, that's the laziest goddamn thing I've ever seen. People would get off their ass and change the channel.
You know, the problem is
what?
No one wants to change it.
No, that's right. No change.
No, I just don't get, if you look at the history of America, why you ladies have no interest in any remotes of any kind. Because you can work phones, you can work laptops, you can work computers. It's just the television remote.
Is it that we probably grew up in a house where dad controlled the TV?
But I also grew up in that house.
Meh, I never touched a remote.
I never touched a remote when I was a kid. My dad, when he came home, it was whatever he wanted. Mm. He wanted, so like that doesn't make sense.
But like my stepdaughter can come over, grab the remote, and operate everything. As a matter of fact, if she doesn't even know what it is, she'll figure it out in like 2 seconds. The TV's on and she's got what she wants on the TV.
See, that's interesting because as good as I am with my TV, I get nervous controlling other people's televisions because I feel like everybody has a different set of, different steps to get there. So I don't want to mess up your TV, what you got going on. So I will let... I'm too afraid to touch somebody else's remote.
Maybe your wife and my wife are the last generations of the we're not touching the remote.
Is that what it is?
It has to be. It has to be.
But why? What happened?
Because Kimmy can do it.
It doesn't make
my
sense.
My stepdaughter can do it. The girl that watches our dog when we take a vacation, I never told her any of this stuff. She watches it all. It's all on. It's all ready to go.
Well, to your point, both my daughters know how to work the remotes just fine. It is my wife that's the problem. I'm sorry, Kimmy, you were saying.
So maybe we finally broke that glass ceiling of remotes for women.
I guess I know what I want to do on the TV, but if I had to find something or do something that I don't normally do, I would be like, fix it, help me, and hand the remote to my husband.
Okay.
So, for instance, like we got one of those like soundbar speakers, and to use that, you need another remote.
Yeah, you got
to
turn.
So
this, yeah.
I'll just watch TV.
You're even doing it. You're doing it. Yeah, she just said you got to turn the soundbar. Yeah, you got to
hit that button. Yeah, hit the right button.
Go ahead.
I'll just watch the TV without it.
Oh, I can't do that.
But my husband's like, these speakers, why are you not using the regular speaker? And I'm like, I don't know.
It sounds
fine.
Better.
I don't want to go through the steps to turn the speaker on.
I don't have a soundbar. Should I have a soundbar in any of my TVs?
Yeah. Wait, you're married to a doctor. You don't have a sound bar?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot when she got her MD, she was given her diploma and a sound bar.
I thought that everybody got a sound bar when they graduated medical.
Yeah, no, I could also afford a top hat. I'm not wearing one of those at work either, stupid.
I love the sound bar.
Why?
Because it's first of all, you get a full sound. You can adjust it to whatever you're watching. You can set it for like TV, drama, news, music.
Like unless I'm watching something that I really need to be like blown away by, I feel like the TV, speakers on the TV
are
fine.
You gotta have that sound, baby.
Bro, you can't work this TV. I cannot imagine the struggle that is adjusting the sound bar to the different modes.
Well, when I had the Geek Squad come in, like it all works simultaneously. So when you turn on the TV, it pops right on.
My favorite part about Tommy describing his stuff is when he describes the Geek Squad, he talks about them like a branch of the military. But you know,
they're a squadron.
Not the Geek Squad from Best Buy, not the guys from Best Buy. The Geek Squad comes over after the Marines cleared out the area.
Yeah, from Annapolis.
252-WCMF. This conversation started with somehow Tommy is in charge of the television remote and every single day is fighting the TV to the point where yesterday he pushed some buttons. Kimmy and I are trying to watch Baywatch, which we do on it every day.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get to Baywatch because you're stupid ass. Bah, 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 bah. But Tommy does bring up a good point. Wives don't use remotes. They refuse to learn how to use the TV remotes. Tell me if this happened to you.
Yes, sir.
Like, okay, what I don't get with my wife is how frustrated she gets. Because if we go to a hotel and with my daughter playing travel hockey, if I don't get to the TV remote first, the TV is like banished from use.
Because
my wife will take the remote
and
she'll start pressing buttons to try and put on something she likes. And she's got about 25 seconds before she gets so frustrated that she puts the remote. I can't. And then she'll be like, I don't even want to watch the TV.
Okay.
So, like, when we get in the hotel room.
Yeah, you got to do it first.
Like, I got to sprint to the remote so I can press power.
Yes.
And then find a channel where my wife, what is a menu? What is, I want the guide. They don't have a guide. Well, I don't, how do I know what is on the TV if they don't have a guide? Well, you just walk through it. Well, I don't even know. These channels are different than our channels.
Yes.
Put on our Netflix password. They don't have Netflix. I can't. Yeah,
why don't we just leave the hotel room and go enjoy whatever we're doing?
Yeah, I don't know if I've really ever watched hotel TV.
I always put the TV on. It never turns off unless we're sleeping.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like background noise.
Yeah. Like, I've never actually paid attention to what's on it.
You don't watch it? Really?
Because usually you're in and out so much.
I just have it on.
And I can't sleep with the TV on, so...
I love watching local channels in other cities.
Mm. Yeah, like get that local flair, what's happening in town.
Well, yeah, like, you know, how about I went to Erie. There's a woman who used to work here who's doing news there. Like, I know her.
Oh.
Yeah, you were on the show one time.
Look at that.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. I just had to ask Kimmy, it's like, what kind of cheap-ass soundbar do you got?
I don't know, Rammer.
You're supposed soundbar. To connect it with the ARC cable to the HDMI, and it goes on automatically when the TV goes on.
Yeah, ours doesn't.
You got to get that ARC cable.
I don't know.
That's what
maybe
you're missing.
It does. Well, I don't know, Rammer. I'm not a soundbar expert.
Need your coax.
You don't have it connected right. I mean, even the cheapest soundbars off Timu have got, you know, the ARC connection with the HDMI.
The DMA connection.
You need your technology consultant, Tommy, to come over switch your cables around.
Well, maybe. You need the ARC connection through the HDMI to catch the concert tonight of Run DMC.
Well, you also got to make sure you have the right cable.
It's a joke. I mean, it's a joke. Right? Hey, great to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Right, there you go.
You know, I was a little concerned as we started this conversation that we were going to be like mansplaining to Kimmy, and then Rammer came in and made everything okay.
Yeah, that was very nice of him.
Okay. I don't know where to go from here. Because, like, here's the thing.
What?
Now I feel like a dick because I feel like we just heard ourselves talking to Kimmy.
Though.
And I was like,
what you got to do is.
We don't sound like that, do we?
Yeah, we probably do.
No, but I've given up trying to explain it to my wife. I'll just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And my wife also doesn't care anymore.
But
like,
it could
she
be
just
also,
expects me to do it.
Honestly, though, can you explain it or is it just a feeling?
Kimmy, it's simple.
I've just done it enough where I don't think about it.
No, but I mean, look, let's say you have cable, apps, whatever. It's just button, button, button. Like, no, but I mean, like, you press this button, and then you go to this, and then you press this button, and voila. And, like, that's too complicated a concept for some reason. I wish they should do a study.
You have the wrong cable.
HDMI to ARC to Reverend Run.
Yes.
Look, maybe it is just a difference in a male and female brain. And I'm being serious when I say this. Like, there are some concepts that women can pick up easier than men.
Is it just effort?
But you, I mean.
Like, I know you're just going to do it, so I don't need to learn thing.
We've been pampering you for too long?
Well, it's got to be.
Things.
Because you want to watch whatever you want to watch. You just don't want to invest any time in it to, like, turn it on.
But it's not time.
I know.
What do you mean? You know, you're not building the foundation of a home to watch the Kardashians.
Right.
Right? You press this button and this button. I don't know. Stupid.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
A grilled cheese sandwich at someone's house is going to taste pretty much the same as a grilled cheese sandwich at someone else's house.
Well, yeah, it's a standard thing to learn to make.
You had one bowl of spaghetti, you had them all.
Yeah.
All right, but with the there is one big exception. This meal tastes different in every single home in America.
Really?
Because you have perfected the way that you like this.
So I got my own technique.
You got it. Everybody does, men especially.
Mm.
And how dare you? How dare you try to tell me how I can do this better?
What the hell is it?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So yesterday, a chef went viral giving people tips on how to cook their bacon better.
Bacon?
Bacon. So it turns out that most people cooking bacon are making one massive mistake. And if you do what the chef says, you will have the perfect crispy bacon every single time. The trick, you need to bring the bacon to room temperature.
So leave it out first?
Yep, before you cook it.
Kind of like if you do it at steak.
Yeah. They say you have to set it out for 15 minutes before you cook it.
Right.
If it goes right from the fridge to the pan, bacon cooks unevenly. Well, because the fat is cooler than the actual meat. It stays colder longer.
All right, okay.
So you'll have crispy parts of the bacon. You'll have soft parts of the bacon. Tommy, it's an uneven bacon.
Okay.
It's a problem. But here's the thing.
What's the problem?
Who the hell do you think you are?
Chef. Tell me about bacon.
Yeah, okay. First off, chewy bacon is better than crispy bacon.
Yeah, I don't like it to be like a goddamn twig.
Thank you.
I like the fat chewy.
How is that so hard? Why does no? You go to a diner, you got crispy bacon. Who likes this?
Well,
no,
because most people don't like the fat. They think it's gross.
You know what, though? Now that you say that, I've never requested it a certain way at a diner. I just order the bacon and see what comes out.
I didn't know you could request bacon a certain way.
I don't know.
Can you?
I guess you could.
I would assume you could. I never thought to, though.
The chef might lick it first.
But past that, if there is one thing people will not listen to when it comes to how to prepare a food, it's changing the way you cook any breakfast food.
Your base foods. Yeah. Like eggs are another one, right? Everybody has their way of doing eggs.
Got my technique down.
Exactly.
And it's something you've probably been doing since you were a kid.
You nailed it. When you make eggs, pancakes, waffles, toast, grits, whatever you make, you make them the way you make them because that's the way you like them.
Yeah.
It is years of trial and error that have gotten you to the perfect breakfast spot.
Yeah.
And chances are pretty good that you cook them that way because you watched your mom or dad cook breakfast before you. And I'm not going to change generations of breakfast cooking because you got some viral kitchen hack for me. Because
I like my eggs on the runny side. I don't like burnt eggs or like really dry yolks. No good.
I know. What's the point of having an egg? Right. It's going to be all dried out.
I popped that yolk, it better run.
Attaboy.
Is breakfast the first meal you learn to cook on your own?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good take.
Yeah, that's probably why you've perfected You got years of experience.
It's the first one your parents will let you experiment with.
Yeah.
Because nobody cares.
Well,
or because they think it's cute.
Yeah.
It used to be the cheapest food you could waste if it went wrong.
That's a good point.
I don't know if it's that way anymore.
Yeah.
Like, outside of a diner, The breakfast, like every other food that someone else will make for you, always tastes better. You know, they've done those science experiments where like a sandwich that someone else prepares for you tastes better because of the anticipation of the sandwich.
Okay.
The one exception outside of a diner is when someone else makes you breakfast. The breakfast someone else makes you is never as good as the breakfast you make for yourself.
Well, because I'm, if you're like me, like most people don't like the food the way I like it.
That's what I'm saying.
Runny and raw. So, yes, I'm going to be disappointed.
Are we talking about the eggs or the women that you were meeting in Florida when you were a kid? You know, this may be the reason why dads are always the go-to breakfast makers in the house.
Why is that?
Well, we're stubborn in the way we like things cooked.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to do it. So if I hand over the breakfast to somebody else in the house,
yeah,
I'm not going to get the breakfast that I want.
But dads usually only do Saturday breakfast, right? Like, yeah. It's like your big signature day to do it. Like, mom has to do it every other day of the week.
Well, I don't know who has, like, a warm breakfast any other day of the week. You usually just get cereal or a bagel.
But to his point, like, mom's tasked with breakfast no matter what that is.
Yeah. No, I get it. But, like, if you want to have a five-minute conversation with any dad, ask them, hey, how do you think you make scrambled eggs the right way?
Scrambled eggs are, like, everybody has their own particular way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
And the way you make it is the right way.
The worst person to ask about eggs are Italians.
Really?
Oh, God.
Italians?
Ask every Italian about, let me tell you how they do. My grandma from the old school, babbling, being in a boom. Five cheeses over here. You got to crush the garlic a certain way. Like, when my father would do eggs, because he didn't really cook much, but, you know, his Sicilian would come out in them, right? It would take him hours to make eggs.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not connect Italians and eggs.
Oh, my God. Frittatas and the potatoes and this and that. And the onions have got to be sliced a certain way.
Can I say something stupid? I always thought frittata was a Spanish word. That's an Italian word?
Oh,
I don't know. I just know it's, maybe it's just a Latin word. I don't know.
Okay, why would it be Latin?
I don't know.
I always thought it was Spanish, too.
I thought it was a Mexican omelet.
No, it's a different omelet. I don't know what a Mexican.
I thought you had a joke. I thought you were setting up a joke, stupid.
Mexican omelets has like corn in it and crap.
Well, any omelet can have corn in it.
No, he's right. The frittata is Italian.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think so. It sounds Italian.
You didn't
right?
say I think so. You said no. I don't know. It could be. You just
like
said
like
was...
one of the models of the Fiat was a frittata.
252 WCFM. Breakfast hack goes viral yesterday. You're supposed to leave your bacon out for 15 minutes before you cook it to allow the fat and the meat to get
like
to the
same
temperature.
I like that idea. That's a good idea, though.
You just agreed with me for 5 minutes, and now you're going, oh, wait a minute, now that I think about it. I don't want any advice on how to cook breakfast.
Yeah.
I have been cooking breakfast my whole life. I know what I like, and you will make breakfast that you like better than anybody else will.
All right.
252 WCFM. But let's talk to a man that has actual cooking experience.
Oh, all right.
Jeremy's on CMF. Oh, yeah. Hey, Jeremy.
I was doing some work this morning, and I just tuned in. Tommy, did you steal that suit off of Mickey after he died by getting hit and passing away? All right, this is going nowhere.
Way to go, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I'm not the comedian you guys are.
This is a frittata of calls.
yeah, frittata is definitely Italian. If you go to a diner or most busy place, they have bacon that's sort of pre-made. Not pre-made. You know, they make it batches at a time. So the likelihood that you'll get like a undercooked bacon or whatever that you might order, maybe they'll do it for you, but it's likely bacon that's been, you know, cooked already.
Okay.
So, okay.
And they're just holding it.
Noted.
I know you said you don't want to be told how to make breakfast, but man, grab yourself a sheet tray, some parchment paper, and put your bacon in the oven. Just throw it in the oven. You can cook a whole package of it at one time. You don't even need to wash it.
Okay.
Set a timer.
That's a fatty tip right there.
Okay, no,
do a whole pack at one time.
You're doing the opposite of the taking his hat, Tommy. You don't tell me how to make breakfast. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on.
I don't have parchment paper.
Hey, Jeremy, let me ask you. Did you ever work in a kitchen where you made breakfast?
Yes.
Okay. So did people have a lot of special requests? Because, like, I understand why dinner there would be different, like, dietary restrictions or how people like things. Like, I can't think of something I would ask for in a diner where I wouldn't just trust that it was going to be good anyway.
The special requests that are not really special is usually two things. What kind of toast people want, you know, and you only have a limited selection, and how they want their eggs. Mm. Anything else is pretty standard if they want bacon or sausage or they want a waffle or something like that. But those are the only two options that people ask for.
Waffle.
I haven't come across a lot of, special requests for, I don't even know what it would be now. But, yeah, those are the two big ones.
All right, well, hey, thanks a lot for the bacon tip, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Adios, Dix.
There goes Jeremy. Go to toast. Go.
My go-to toast?
Go-to toast, go.
I'd be whole wheat, I guess.
Whole wheat toast, bitch. Yeah. Go-to toast.
Just regular white toast.
The right answer is sourdough.
Sometimes they don't always
I mean, it's
sourdough.
All right. No. I mean, it's like, no, it's good.
I guess I've never even thought to ask for sourdough.
So most diners in town will offer you
really?
Sourdough.
Oh, all right.
And sourdough is the ultimate breakfast toast. And I was turned on to this later by accident when they accidentally gave me sourdough toast. Mm. And I was like, what the hell? Wow.
Okay.
Wow. It brings you more to the toast game.
Yeah, but I'm not a big toast guy, even when I'm going bread. You know what I mean? I'd rather have a bagel or an English muffin.
Wait. You're going to get like an omelet with a bagel?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Then I can almost make like a half-assed sandwich out of the meal.
So then why not get a sandwich?
Because I want my options open. I like a little half over here, a little over there.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
Yeah. No, toast is the perfect bread to rest of
meal. It's all right, but it's like it's. I like elevate my game a little bit. I like it. Hey, I love an English muffin.
Yeah, see, I always assumed like that was like the wasted stuff at breakfast. Because you know how if you go, let's say you're going to like brunch and everybody's bringing stuff. Like the pastries, nobody touches the pastries because they want to save room for the rest of the stuff. Like that, like the bread and the, you know, the muffins and stuff. I feel like that's always like the wasted items because you don't want a whole one. You don't want to spoil your eggs and stuff. So
no, you bring up a good.
That's not the part of breakfast that excites me unless I'm only having that. But if there's a spread, I'm not touching the pastries.
No, you bring up a good point because there's an internal battle every time you go to a diner to have breakfast. It's like the pancakes always look amazing. Waffles, French toast.
Oh, yeah. Dazzle you.
But like I'm going there for an omelet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I want an omelet. I want my toast.
Yeah.
I would love. Can you make me smaller pancakes?
Doing small pancakes.
Well, like I'm just saying,
like those Buckeyes, what do they call them, silver dollars?
But see that
you just want a taste.
Yes.
You don't want the commitment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna
always giant.
You got it. I don't want to commit to a full pancake. I would like some pancake.
Yeah.
But I would also like some. I would like my omelet. I would like my toast.
Okay.
Right. Like just give me more pancake size options. Is that fair?
I guess. I mean, if I'm eating a pancake, I don't give it. What it looks like.
All right, I'm going to go even further.
If I like, I mean, it's more about the butter for me and the bread.
The butter?
Yeah.
What
the butter on the
butter?
Pancake? Yeah.
I mean, like, you have a specific.
Like, when I go bad.
No, I get butter on the pancake.
Like, I'm putting, like, that big dollop of, like, that whipped butter on top, smooth around. Okay. Yeah.
While we're on a pancake tangent,
Put salt on my pancakes.
Okay, get out of. What are you
salt?
Doing?
Salt? You psychopath.
What are you doing?
It makes it pop.
No, it doesn't make it pop.
When was
pop.
The last time you had a pancake?
It's been a while. But when I was a fatty,
so like, just
I salted everything.
Like, how are you putting salt on it? Just.
I got one of those sea salt grinders.
You grind salt on a pancake?
If I saw somebody doing that at a diner, I would think they're unwell.
The first time my second wife saw me put salt on bacon.
You salt bacon?
Yeah.
And your heart is still beating?
I don't even have a sodium problem. But I do now because I'm old. I got to take my salt pills. But
on account of the bacon salt.
Yeah, I like salt. Who doesn't like salt?
Yeah,
not on like sweet
things. I'm telling you, yes, salt and sweet because
but it doesn't need it.
It needs it.
No, it doesn't.
You haven't tried it.
Okay, you're doing the opposite again.
Try it on your coffee, too. It's great.
252 WCMF. This conversation started with a chef's viral hack, how to cook bacon the right way. Don't tell me how to do breakfast.
I like Jeremy's oven thing.
Okay, well, you're not going to use it because you don't need bacon, you bitch.
Oh, I don't have any parchment paper.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Morning, Duff.
Hey.
So, Duffy, the four biggest things that you're going to hear in the restaurant, extra order kind of things. Bacon crispy.
Okay.
Home fries, well done.
That's dumb.
No butter on the toast, and can I get hot water for tea instead of coffee?
Okay, the hot water I get. Shut up with the tea. You're going to go off with your tea tangent.
God. That's a dry-ass breakfast.
My wife, if we go to breakfast, she'll order the home fries extra well done.
Ah!
I hate when they're mushy.
Butter, so I order dry toast.
You eat dry toast?
I think that's called a cracker.
Yeah, I don't. Duff, I used to be 508 pounds, brother. Come
okay,
on.
All right. You do you. I'm sorry. I'm over.
But
you
were 500 pounds,
come on. Yeah, I don't use butter.
Well, yeah. He was eating butter with a spoon out of the tub.
You would have to by the tub load.
So,
I can't believe it's not filling me up is what it's called.
Those are the things I can think of, guys.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the call, buddy. No, you say you don't want you want.
I don't like when the home fries are mushy.
Oh, I don't
like a little crisp to them.
No. No, closer to the potato, the better.
No.
Yeah.
No.
How are you guys so bad at breakfast? How are you so...
Why would you want mushy potatoes?
Not mushy, but just like, I just want them to taste like a potato. I don't want them like dried out. There's no flavor. Once you burn something. There's no flavor
to it. I don't want them burned, but I don't want them like mushy.
Slightly brown. Yeah. Slightly brown. No. That's not what you're describing.
Well done means no taste.
I want them white and soft in the middle.
Mm. Well, yeah, but crispy on the outside.
Yeah, but not too crispy. Okay. And by the way, I'm a home fries over hash browns guy anyway. Are we describing home fries or hash browns?
I was going home fries.
Okay, no. Home fries, the closer to raw, the better. Mm. You're out of your mind. I'm done talking to both of you about breakfast. Let's move on here.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Let's have a talk, people.
Let's talk.
Well, there are two opposite things that people seem to believe at the same time right now.
What happened?
Crime is everywhere.
Oh, it's bad.
You are not safe.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some towns that crime like that doesn't happen here.
Well, it probably doesn't.
Okay, but that's here's the thing. There are people that will believe both things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, neither of those things are true.
Yeah.
Because crime, Tommy, happens because of opportunity. Something that folks in this east side town found out the hard way.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
This story happened in late February, but we're just finding out about it today. One early morning, between 3 and 4 a.m., three cars in Parenton were broken into.
No.
And these cases had a few things in common. They were all in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
The passenger side window was broken out of all of them, but no one saw what happened in the moment. There was one more interesting common thread.
All right.
So the first car had a purse inside of it with checks in the purse.
Oh, that's stupid.
The second car had a purse inside of it with credit cards inside of the purse.
Idiote.
The third car had a purse inside of it with credit cards and their driver's license inside the
Man,
purse.
Man, there was a pattern here. That would help.
All of those were taken by the thief.
But you leave your purse sitting
with
on the
checks
seat.
Inside of it. That one is like the key for me because it kind of tells me the age of the person that left their
Okay, that's a good call for one of us
in the car.
You're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all three of these women, presumably because of the person, left some of the most valuable stuff they had in their cars overnight while they slept.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is, Tommy?
Be a sense of false sense of security.
Nothing like this would ever happen in the village town of Parenton.
But I think most people fall victim to that.
Says man who lives in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Like I even when I lived in Webster, I never locked anything.
Okay. I mean, not locking your car is one thing if you have nothing of value in your car. In fact, I would subscribe to that idea just in case, on the rare occasion, someone wanted to break in. They're not going to break a window. It saves you money.
Yeah.
Kimmy,
yeah.
Do you leave your purse in your car?
I do not.
Why?
It's a Topps bag.
I just, I've never even thought to.
Okay.
I mean, growing up, like, I never thought to leave stuff in my car. Because I remember as a kid, like, there would be every now and then, like, you would hear of, like, the neighborhood kids, like, getting into unlocked cars. So I think it was just, like, a reality for me that that could happen.
Okay.
I never thought to leave it in my car.
So these women in Parenton thought that their neighborhood would never fall victim to crime. You believe where you live that something like that would never happen to you.
Yes, even though my wife's house has been broken into. I still fall victim to that.
How are people this naive?
Because if you live in a nice area and you know your neighbors and everything looks, you don't see anything sketchy, it's not top of mind.
Okay, but,
yeah, but I would even think It's inconvenient to leave your purse or whatever in your car. I mean, think of how much you have to go to your wallet or something if you're ordering something online or, like, you need your information for whatever reason. Like, I'm constantly, like, you know, looking for something in my purse or wallet.
But, like, even if you use something, Kimmy, like Apple Pay where you wouldn't need your credit cards or your checks, how much time are you saving in the morning leaving your purse in the car?
But it's always there. You know, I just, like, so you never forget it. It's always sitting right there.
Okay, well, it's not there anymore because it got stolen because you left it in the car overnight.
So, like, if I go into Wegmans and let's say I left my phone in my car, it's just sitting right there. I don't go back and get it normally because I don't feel like
going. You don't?
No.
I always go back.
No, I mean, I don't need it for the moment. I don't pay with the phone, so I'll just... If I'm going to be in there less than 30 minutes, I'll come back out.
You don't feel uneasy?
Not there.
It's the easiest thing to swipe. And there have been
But it's like a country club when you go to that joint.
Bro, I'll give you 10 stories of cars being broken into in the parking lot of Pittsburgh Wegmans. I see them on a daily
basis. I know, but it's never going to happen to me.
Okay. Okay.
You know how I feel. I watch people leave their Starbucks coffee drinks on the side of the canal so they can have it when they get back because they don't want to carry it.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If people truly believe that crime is out of control, and look, man, if you get on Facebook, if you hear the calls that Kimmy takes off the air, people do.
It's bad.
Why do we keep seeing these stories in the news? And these stories where people leave their wallets or purses in their car and they get ripped off happen almost exclusively in East Side Town.
It's got to be that false sense of security. You live in a nice area.
You're right.
Everybody looks pleasant. Everybody looks like they wouldn't rob you. Right?
But like, you never hear these stories happening outside of Pittsford, Penfield, Parenton, or Fairport. Even folks in Webster and Irondequoit know not to leave that stuff in their car. And here's the thing. You shouldn't be paranoid that someone is looking to steal from you or hurt you all the time.
It's never on my mind.
But it's not true. That does not exist.
Right.
But at the same time, if you are that paranoid, because you are paranoid, you get scared about walking in here every day.
It's sketchy as hell.
It's not. Nothing has ever happened to
you. Close. Like, I can't wait that guy with the stick.
But think about the irony. You have walked across the street in the middle of the night for 20 years, and nothing has ever happened to you, unfortunately. You go home to a place that was broken into.
Yes.
And you have the sense of security there.
Yeah. I know.
That's interesting.
And I leave stuff out if I've got to use it the next day. Not that it's like important or anything, but I just leave it there. But it was kind of like that in Webster, too. It was a nice, quaint neighborhood.
Private drive, I hear.
Well, it was pretty raggedy private drive. It was private drive, but it was raggedy. No cul-de-sac.
Do you think you develop those habits based on where you live, or do you develop those habits based on like the way you watched your parents like lock up the house or put things away or leave things out?
So my parents,
because like my dad was super paranoid about it. Like he always brought everything inside. He didn't like anything sitting outside. Mm-hmm. He always, even when he was home, like the doors were always locked. And I think he was that way because his parents were that way.
My parents were the exact opposite. So my old man, because we always had like the cars and he had his company car. Mm-hmm. He always left his keys in the ignition in the company car so he wouldn't lose them. And I mean like all day, he never took the keys out. So like when he was out on sales calls, now this is the early 1970s, late 60s, never took the keys out. And we never had anything locked. And I think my mother, same way. Like everything was just wide open. You know, you went in, you go get this, go get that. There was no locks.
Like my grandma didn't leave her purse. Like her purse didn't leave her side when she would come over to our house.
Well, that makes sense.
She didn't trust anybody.
But was she Italian?
No, this was my dad's mom. I don't.
The Swedes don't trust.
She was like English or something. I don't know.
So I had a Sicilian grandmother who was the exact opposite. Mm. Don't trust the government. Don't trust people. Don't trust that guy over there. She was like lock it up. She had the big ass old lady purse right next to her.
Yeah,
like it was like handcuffed to her. But that was from the old country.
Yeah, that does.
Don't trust anybody that's not in Sicilian.
It's an immigrant story. Yeah, I mean, I think that's common.
But my father was like, because he didn't want to lose anything.
Well, he was also a rich kid growing up too.
He was.
I think that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about the story that happened in Parenton a couple of weeks ago. Three cars on the same street were broken into. All of them had their driver's side window smashed. They had one more thing in common.
What's that?
This case happening between 3 and 4 a.m. First car had a purse with checks inside of it. Second car had a purse with credit cards inside of it. Third car had a purse with credit cards and a driver's license. All in these cars overnight. All three of these purses were swiped. And it's still mind-boggling that you can be afraid that everyone's going to take things from you. And then at the same time, well, my town is safe enough where I can just leave the purse in my car overnight.
Plus, I got the cameras now, too.
Well, that's the funniest part about this.
Yeah. Another false sense.
Mm-hmm.
How much you want to bet every one of these homes had security cameras?
Oh, yeah, Ring cam.
And alarm system.
See it the next day.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the point of the security camera and the alarm system if you're leaving all your money in your car?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You can see it getting stolen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe you get a glimpse of the guy's face.
But that's the other funny part is I think people do, Kimmy, believe that I have the camera, so even if I get stolen from, we'll get him back.
My ass is covered, buddy.
But we've seen study after study that shows people that these security cameras do not work well to catch people after the crime is committed.
Well, and I think people also think because they have cameras, especially if they're in sight, well, that's going to scare anybody off from even committing the crime in the first place.
But Gibby, you see these people walk up to Ring cams, look at them, and then steal stuff.
Yes. And then split.
We got Instagram messages coming in. The easiest way to get us, at Duffy on WCMF. Bree writes us, happened in Canandaigua while my car was robbed behind my apartment building in my driveway because I leave it unlocked so the windows don't get shattered. They took the change out of my door and a phone charger. Didn't think it would happen because I live right next to Canandaigua High School. That sucks. But window's not broken. You lost change at a car charger.
Because that's the biggest problem is getting your car fixed.
Agreed.
You got to vacuum all that glass out and all that crap.
And they always break the most valuable window.
Mm.
Like, they always break the little triangle one. Like, that is, you know what I mean?
It's well, like they go in and they flip the lock.
It's almost like let me find the hardest, most expensive window to rip. Ah, there it is. Ka-cha! Yeah. Is it made out of plutonium? Ka-cha! What's the most valuable thing you have in your car right now?
Man, I don't think anything.
Okay, that's
good. I mean, it's like change. And I'll tell you what I got is my key card to get into the parking lot.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that would just be really inconvenient. Right,
right, but right. Somebody else could steal that and get in and out.
Of the parking lot?
There you go. There's Free a parking. Big score. I go up to the sixth floor.
Kimmy, what's the most valuable thing you have in your car right now?
My Easy Pass, probably.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got an Easy Pass, too.
But, yeah, I don't keep anything in there.
The Easy Pass would be valuable.
But you can cancel that immediately.
Yeah, but I might not notice that's gone.
Because
I wouldn't look at it right. Like if you smash my window, I don't think I would think of the Easy Pass until you brought it up. That would be the last thing I'd think of.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think when we have a buddy whose car got stolen, but they recovered it. But the one thing that was missing out of it was his garage door opener.
Oh, yeah, the opener, too.
And he was like, that was the biggest headache out of the whole situation.
They might break into your house with the grand name BF you.
Okay.
Yeah. It happens. Watch Dateline.
Doesn't happen. It was a
tonight.
Quiet. A quiet night in Pittsburgh. Till the BF.
And it wasn't quiet after that.
It's weird they got two guys doing the voiceover.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.